Let me ask this question. Because there are people, so I saw the story in the news. Well, the question is, have you before when you didn't want to, and this is not like a debate about vaccines. Okay, so let's not, we're not going to get into that. But if you before did not want to get vaccinated and chose not to get vaccinated, but then you did get vaccinated, what was it that changed your mind? Like, and I'm not asking this in a judgmental way or like, you know, will this convince people? No. This is just like a little insight into your thought process on this. Because I know people are concerned and genuinely about the vaccine, you know?
Yep.
And other people were like, nope, give me the shot, you know? So if you were one of those people who hesitated and then you recently said, no, you know what? I'm going to sign up. And you went and got the vaccination for COVID-19. Why? What was it that flipped, you know? 79 Coast. 792-6278. Because I saw a story on the news last night. And you've probably seen it around on social media this morning. They've been posting the story a lot. At least I've seen it in my feed. It's a quote from a nurse who is working at a hospital where they've had young people die.
Really?
Of COVID-19. Yeah. And it's because they're not vaccinated. And you know, most of the people who are dying and being hospitalized right now are those who get it who are not vaccinated. You know. And the quote was just horrible. She said, you know, I'm a nurse and I'll be holding their hand and you know, maybe they don't die, but maybe they're really, really fighting. And they say, please, can you just give me the shot? And the nurse has to say to them, I'm sorry, it's too late.
Whoa.
Because you can't give them the shot when they're fighting COVID-19. You can't. Oh. You have to wait to get the vaccination until after you've had it. Huh. So, but imagine that. I mean, the person says, I wish I could get the shot now. And the nurse has to say, you can't. You know, it's too late.
Yeah.
But it was just a quote that's going around. But so, anyway, 792-6278. And again, this is not a debate. This is like, you know, a little insight into like what changed your mind.
Yeah.
You know, why did you go from saying, no, I don't want the shot to, yes, I do want the shot?
Yeah, I have a friend who was not going to get the shot. And it's fine. It's your own decision. I'm not going to make my, you know, it's you do you. But he ended up getting it because he found a new lady. And that lady wanted him to get the shot.
That's interesting.
The power of the...
of the what?
I think we all know.
Yeah, we do know. And he got it. And he's now vaccinated. It's a naughty kitty.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Okay. What changed your mind?
My son getting back to normal at school.
Getting back to normal. Oh, so you mean like you getting the shot wouldn't...
When I get vaccinated for my child to go back to a normal full day of school, be with his friends, be with his teachers, no mask. Mm.
Okay. In other words, like you want to see that for your kid and you know that being a part of the vaccinated group increases the likelihood of that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. When did you end up getting your shot? And by the way, you don't have to answer any of this.
You can just hang up on us.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're used to it.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
I've actually been able to get a hold of you guys, so I'm so excited. call in.
Oh, good. Well, hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
How's your first time?
This is what you can just hang up.
Wait, so Amanda, when did you end up getting your COVID vaccination?
In May.
Oh, okay. So you didn't wait too long.
No, but I was hesitant just because of the newness. But listening to you guys and you know hearing Dr. Shaw and all of his input on it, I was just like, it's the right choice. I just need to do this for my child to have a normal life.
Is your son old enough for the vaccine yet or no?
He's not. He's 8.
He's not. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, you know what's funny is I know some, you know, 11-year-olds just because of my life now.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, come on. You know, like they're begging for it. It's just so funny.
Right. My guys will be 12 in September.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So they.
I was with me when I got the shot. So he kind of understood why I was doing it and to make him not scared of it. So I was like, this is what we need to do to make the world better right now. And he was like, okay, like,
cool.
He was fine with it. I think it helped him understand, like, we're trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wyatt wants nothing to do with it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's the thing. I know there are some people, this is a genuine thing. Some people who are so freaked out by needles, they want to be vaccinated, they do not want the shot.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
That's a legit thing for some people.
Yep.
Yeah.
All
right, Amanda, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. So what was it that put you over and made you decide to get the shot?
Well, a little history. I had Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Okay. Explain what that is. I've heard of it, but I can't tell you what it is.
It's when your white blood cells attack your nervous system and eat away at it. And first your arms and legs go paralyzed and your lungs and your heart.
Oh.
It's the neurological issue that the J&J vaccination is causing right now. Yeah, I almost died. So when I hear vaccination, I instantly worry, is this a vaccination that's going to trigger that again?
Right,
and I'm going to get really, really sick.
Sure.
So the doctor that I worked for, who's an absolute genius, did all this investigating for me and, you know, figured out, you know, every little thing about the vaccination, how it was made, how long they've been doing it. And it was his advice that led me to get the shot.
Mm.
What a great
Yeah, that's awesome.
And this is where you work?
I did work there, yeah. Okay. I don't work there anymore, but yeah.
Gotcha. And you don't have to say, but which vaccination did you end up getting?
Pfizer.
The Pfizer. Yep, the OG.
Yeah.
thank goodness, because literally I started crying when I heard about J&J causing Guillain-Barré.
Well, and I should clarify that I think, at least from what I've read, that A, it's very, very rare, and B, know that A causes B. They just found that correlation, and they put warning out there, you know.
That it could happen. It could
Right.
Back when I had Guillain-Barré, you know, it was deadly. But now they catch it, and they can fix you up right away. I mean, So I mean,
wow. How long ago was that?
20 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they made a lot of advancements since then.
Oh, a lot of advancements.
Wow. What a scary thing.
So
terrifying.
So few people have gotten it from the J&J vaccination. Mm-hmm. You know, I just...
Right, but if it's something that you've dealt with in your life before, you're like,
no way,
I don't even want to take the slimmest of chances.
Yeah,
I totally get that.
Yeah. Like, I can't have flu vaccination ever.
Oh, really?
Because of that. I can't give blood, you know, all that other stuff, yeah.
Right. Hmm. Wow. All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Danielle.
No problem.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Yeah, Todd's got to hop on TV in a sec. But that's a reminder that a lot of the time, it's just getting accurate information from someone who you trust.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yep.
And that's why we love, you know, having Dr. Sean, because he's going to lay it out and, you know, tell us the truth. And so we'll ask him all these questions about the variant and what's fall look like and all that stuff. You know, are we going backwards?
Mm.
You know, all that tomorrow morning. And if you are vaccinated, if you're listening to this going, well, I already got my shot. You know, I got the shot back in April or whatever. And you're going, but wait a minute. Am I going to need that booster? Or
give me the booster.
Do I need to be worried about the Delta variant? You know, all that. We'll talk to him tomorrow morning.